Last week we moved the wise men. I need 3 volunteers. We're going to move the wise men again. This week, 3 people want to help me do this. Come on then. So we're going over there. Can you see the wise men on the shelf there? You're going to stand there. Number 1. Anyone else? Any older people want to come and help? Who's over there? Do you want to come and help? Okay. And anyone else? Naomi, you've just helped me, so I wonder if Peter might come and help. Was there someone here? Peter, would you mind if you won't be here next week, will you? Will you be here next week, Kira? Will you be here next Sunday? No pressure. Oh, toss up. Why don't you all come and we'll sort it out on the way? As many as come, the merrier, okay? You come as well, Kira. Love your dress, by the way. That's very pretty. Now, we're going to move the 3 wise men. Now, did we talk about the gifts that the wise men brought last week? Your mummy made that one. That's a wise man. Your mummy made a wise man. How exciting. Now, did we talk about the gifts that the wise men brought last week? Did we mention that? Does anyone know what the gifts were? Okay, so you all know, yes, what the gifts were. Let's see if anyone else knows what they are. Anyone know what the gifts were that the wise men brought? Shout it out really loudly. What did you know? Well, you might have just given me 1, but you gave me all 3. Which is great that you know. Now, the thing about that is, just say them again. What a great loud voice you have. Have you thought about being a preacher? So gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now gold, they're kind of strange gifts to give to a baby. Do you ever think that? A bit of a weird thing to give gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, do you know why gold was given? Why we think gold was given anyway, the tradition that's behind it. Anyone? I'm going to go. You stay here. Can you stay here? You all happy? Okay. It's nice and warm by the radiator. I'll be back in a minute. Okay. Why would we give gold to the baby Jesus? Anyone? No, are we all shy today? Are we feeling a bit kind of shy and reticent? We all partied out from Christmas already. Anyone want to suggest why we might give gold?
Because he's a king.
Because
of his kingship.
Because of his kingship. Yeah, it's the kind of thing that you would give. It's the kind of gift you would give to a king, that's right. It's also something that was used in you would give to God, basically. So in ancient kind of religion. If people were making idols or whatever, it would be a golden thing. So it kind of symbolized God, his kingship. So that's the first thing, gold. The second thing, what was the second gift that you said over here, Tegan? Sorry?
Frankincense,
which isn't related to Frankenstein or anything like that. So anyone know what frankincense is all about? It's a rather odd thing to give. Anyone know what frankincense was for? Anyone want to suggest? Anyone? Okay, I'm going to come back over here. Peter, what do you think?
It was a perfume.
It was a perfume, yeah. And what? So was it something that you just dabbed on yourself to make yourself smell nice?
No.
No? It was.
Glitter on you.
Are you just noticing I've got glitter on my beard? What do you think? Do you think it looks good? It looks green, yeah. Do you think I look good with it? That's what my wife will say when she sees it later. So it's a perfume, but what was it used for? Do you know?
To make you smell nice.
To make you smell nice. Well, that's true, but it's there was a really important thing that it was used in. Anybody, any ideas? Okay, I'm going to come here first. We might get this. Can I just squeeze past you? And you've got glittery arms as well. I need to get some of them. That looks great.
To make your clothes smell nice?
To make your clothes smell nice when you're a bit smelly. Yeah, not quite. What do you think over here? I'm not going to be able to get to you. I don't think there's... Do you want to try? Do you want to come over?
It's for dead bodies.
It's for dead bodies. Well, is that not the third one? So you've kind of jumped one. So we'll come back to that in a minute. So frankincense. Frankincense was something that was used also in worship. It kind of symbolized prayer rising up to God. So it's something that you might give to someone who was ministering or representing God, like in the temple it would have been the priest or something like that. And then the third thing is, what was the third thing, Tegan, shout it out?
Myrrh.
Myrrh. And myrrh was for?
Dead bodies.
Dead bodies. What do you mean by that? Do you have any idea?
To preserve them.
It was kind of used in what's called embalming. When a body, when someone died, they would wrap it up and then they would put this on to help preserve the body for as long as possible. So it was something that you'd give to someone who was looking towards their death, which again is a really strange thing to give to a baby. So baby Jesus was given gold for a king or for God, frankincense, worship, and myrrh because he was going to die. So that's the gifts that the wise men were going to bring. We're going to come back to that in a minute. If you're going to help me with these, we're going to move them all the way. Can you guess where we're going to move them to? It's a long journey. You take that one. Okay, Peter, you're the escort for the wise men. Okay. Right, so we're taking them to the next window, and we're going to put them there. They're making their journey towards Bethlehem. Okay, and then we're going to put them on the shelf. You reach? Ready? Not quite. All right. Let's put them up. So stand. We're going to pray. Thank you. We're going to pray together. Oh! He's had a bit too much to drink already. It's not Christmas yet.
You're drunk. He's drunk.
Okay, let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the journey that the wise men made. And thank you that we too are on a journey this Christmas. May we be journeying towards Jesus. May we see him and hear him afresh. For we ask it in his name. Amen. Right, everyone, you want to say good? Thank you for your help. It's good that we serve coffee in this service, isn't it? So we're going to read together, and this reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. And you know, one of the things about Christmas is it's very easy for us to get wrapped up in ourselves, to be focused in on ourselves and to think about, right, we've got all family coming, we need to get prepared, we need to get organized. Some of us will begin the journey of traveling to where our families are or our loved ones or our friends are this week. And we get so caught up in that that we forget that there are others for whom Christmas is not going to be such a special time or such an easy time. So one of the things we want to do this morning is to help us think a little bit about that. So listen as we read these words together, and we're going to say the reading together as a good discipline. So the words will come up on the screen now. Let's say these words now. Jesus says, I was hungry and you fed me, thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you received me in your homes. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you took care of me. In prison, and you visited me. The righteous will then answer him, when, Lord, did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we ever see you a stranger and welcome you in our homes, or naked and clothe you? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you? The king will reply, I tell you, whenever you did this for one of the least important of these followers of mine, you did it for me. So I brought my baby with me today. I've got this lovely baby here. It's my baby. Ali doesn't know about this baby, actually. She's away. She's in Derry this weekend with her mum and dad, and she has seen the baby in our house all week and been a bit stunned by. But you need to be really quiet because baby's actually asleep at this point. So I'm going to speak quite quietly. Don't wake the baby up now. Poor baby's not got anything to wear. Did you notice this? It's a naked baby. It's a naked and anatomically correct baby. You can come and look if you like. Because it's a baby boy, okay? And it's got a winkle. Okay. That's never been said in church before. And I was hearing this week about a baby, like this baby, in a place called Beirut. Anyone know where Beirut is? Anyone? Any of the young people know where Beirut is? It's the capital city of a country in the Middle East that begins with L. Anyone? Is your geography not that good? Lebanon is the right answer, Alex. And this baby had nothing to wear. In fact, when a pastor saw it, Pastor Michelle saw this baby, it was wearing a plastic bag as a nappy because the family had nothing. It was a refugee family that had come in from Syria in the war there. And it's just a reminder that there will be lots and lots of children this Christmas who have nothing, who are absolutely impoverished because of what is happening. It's so easy for us to forget that. It's interesting when we think about the baby Jesus. When Jesus was born, it's tradition that he was born in a stable. It's more likely he was born in someone's spare room where the animals were also kept in the house, not just in a stable, but as part of someone's house. But he was laid in a manger, and he was wrapped up. Do you know what he was wrapped up in? Anybody? Do you know how the story goes? They wrapped him up in something. There was a particular name for it. What was it? Can anyone? Swaddling clothes, did someone say? Was that you, Kat? Yeah. Swaddling clothes. Anyone know what swaddling clothes are? I've always wondered what swaddling was. Any thoughts? Apparently, swaddling is like, it's like a long bandage, basically, and they just wrapped up the baby. Actually, would anyone like to hold my baby just now? Who would like to do this? Someone who's maybe not done too much. Would you like to share my baby just now? Just be quiet, though. Don't wake the baby up. Watch the head, okay? Okay, right. Make sure he doesn't wake up. Okay, is he okay? Look after him. So the baby Jesus was wrapped up in swaddling clothes, which was like a roll of bandage that rolled around him, around him, around him. And when we hear that, we just think, oh, that was nice that they wrapped him up. But of course, again, there's a symbolism in that. You remember what happened with myrrh? Myrrh was used when embalming someone who was going to die, and the swaddling clothes, wrapping a baby up in swaddling, seems to be another indicator that this baby, this beautiful baby, was wrapped up as a kind of forerunner of what was going to happen to him later on in his life when he came to die on the cross for our sins. So Jesus was wrapped up. We know that. So we better wrap him up, hadn't we? They didn't have blankets like we have today, but we've got this beautiful blanket. Blankets are great, aren't they? It's been really cold this last week or so, and it's great at night time to be able to snuggle down into your bed, isn't it, with a nice quilt, or maybe put on an extra blanket over the top if you're particularly cold. If you're married, you maybe have somebody alongside you that you can snuggle up with as well, if you like that sort of thing. So we'll maybe wrap up this baby, shall we? Can you wrap this baby up nicely? Yeah. You've woken my baby up. And it's now a dancing baby. So can you wrap my baby up for me? Would you do that? Yeah. Okay, make sure the baby's... Just throw the baby away while you're doing it. I can see you have got lots of experience in your household. So, and that's what you would do, wouldn't it? You wouldn't leave a baby unwrapped up. You know, you wouldn't let it just be, particularly like now, you wouldn't let it experience the cold like that. Thank you. Where's the baby gone? You're now smothering the baby. Oh, it's just upside down, that's all. Should I take the baby back? It's the wrong way round. So we'll maybe just we'll just unwrap the baby a little bit. Because we do care and love this baby very much. I do anyway. Okay. Here we go. Anyone else like to hold my baby? Anyone want a shot? Don't be, some of you, I can tell that some of you are saying, I'd love a shot. If only it was a real baby. Anyone, Keith, you're looking like you could hold a nice baby. You know, this is bringing out the paternal stuff in the men here. They're saying, yeah, I love a little baby. I'm rubbish with grown-ups, but I'm great with babies. You know, I often say that about myself. So we wrap up a little baby, we care for it. Now, the thing is this Christmas, there are children around the world who are not receiving the care, not because their mums and dads, their parents, their carers don't love them and care for them, but because they just have nothing. Their families have got nothing. So what we're going to do this morning is think about that. We're going to pray about that a little bit and maybe even try to offer a little bit of help. Organizations like Embrace the Middle East are trying to bring blankets and supplies to people in refugee camps in the Lebanon and Syria to try and help people who are facing cold, lack of food, stress and pressure. So we're going to try and think about how we might help. Why do we do that? Is it because just we want to be nice people and good people? Is that why we do this kind of things? If so, that's okay. That's a good enough reason for doing it. But those of us who follow Jesus, Miller, could you just put up the scripture again that we read out, the bit from the Bible, if you're able to do that? Just keeping the team on the ball. Because Jesus told us that when people are in need, it's our responsibility, not someone else's responsibility. If we see people in need, it's our responsibility to help. Now, drawing that near, we're thinking particularly about the Middle East. But if you go into town and you do your Christmas shopping right now, you will invariably see people on the streets who are homeless. Did anyone take part in the sleeping out in Princes Street Gardens last weekend? Was anyone there for it? Nobody here? I had some friends doing it, and it's great to be able to sleep out with your friends overnight and experience the freezing cold temperatures with your friends, have a bit of a laugh as you're doing it. For most people, that's not the experience of sleeping out. It is a tough, tough environment for people to be in, and we see that all the time. People often say to me, how can we help? You know, should we give them money? I'll tell you what I do. I don't say that this is what you should do, but if I see someone and I think I can help, I will offer them some food. I'll go and get them some food from Greg's or Marks and Spencer's or wherever is nearest and buy them a sandwich, buy them something warm to drink and try and have a chat with them. I'm not saying everybody should do that. That's just what I feel I am able to do to help out. Being alongside people and showing that we care is one of the most important things that we can do. Jesus calls us to be the kind of people that do that. Jesus came to save us from the power of sin and death. That's why he went to the cross. And the outworking of that for us is that we should care enough about people that we will go the extra mile to help them. So that's what we're going to try. I hope that we all do that this Christmas. How can we help those who are in need?